Well, I think obviously the way it started wasn't the way that I intended, but I think there was progress there. I think there was a lot of ups and obviously some downs, but I think overall looking back, there was a lot of missed opportunities that I felt like I had places where I've got to play a lot better to give this team a chance to win, and I think that was kind of the case for the glaring defects. I think it was just not what I wanted at times, and I think it'll be nice coming back into my second year with 15 games under my belt, learning, knowing the offense, knowing how to prepare. I mean, there's a lot of things that you learn in your rookie year that are a lot different than college football. So that's the exciting part.
What was the part that you felt, the area that you felt best about of your game?
Overall knowledge of our offense, I think, probably, and then understanding and seeing defenses. I think you're so wrapped up in what we're doing offensively in the first few weeks that you kind of are losing track of what they're doing defensively. So you're so wrapped up in, okay, this guy's got this route, and once you get past that, you're able to function a little bit. And that was kind of the case, like I said, as the season went on. But I think obviously, you got to find a way to, get that completion percentage higher, and that'll be my focus, moving forward.
I was going to say the areas that, and that's a general area that you want to attack, but in terms of breaking it down, what were some of the specific things you want to really focus on through this offseason for you?
I think for me, it's eluding the rush, getting a little bit faster, throwing the ball on the run, doing some things like that, eluding, getting out of the pocket, I think is one thing. At this level, you've got to do and you got to do well, especially in this division where you've got good defensive linemen that are going to, come with constant pressure. You got to make plays with their feet and then be able to throw the football on the run. So that'd be one thing. And then I think just taking the gimmies, the balls that are the easy completions. You're not going to be 100% on them, but you want to be as close as you can to 100% on the throws that are, the hitches and the slants and stuff like that are gimme throws. Those are the ones that you look back, if you complete another eight of them, your completion percentage might go from whatever it is. It may jump 2 or 3 percentage points, So those will be my areas of focus and when I critique myself.
What, as you look at from the start of the year where you recovered from a very tough opener and bounced back very quickly, and then you seemed to, the needle kept kind of going upward. Toward the second half of the year, there were more struggles. What would you attribute that to beyond teams kind of figuring you out a little better because they had more tape to see of you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know the answer. I would say probably what you're saying is that, teams had tape. They started, we have a base group of plays that we run extremely well, and we're in the National Football League, and these defenses are good. They're going to make adjustments. They're coached well. They're going to make great adjustments. So, it's our job to counter that and do the same. And so, I think it was just just not the consistency. I mean, and that's on me. I got to be more consistent week in and week out. And if I have 2 or 3 boneheaded plays a game, you add those up. That's say you have 2. That's 32, 36 a year, and that's just too many. So you got to minimize those. We're all going to have a couple here and there, but you got to be consistent to play at a high level, give your team a chance to win, and that's my intention moving forward.
The beauty of what you have here, though, is the young core of players developing chemistry, and it looked like that was coming along very steadily. Josh Gordon, Greg Little, you were finding your way with those two especially, and of course you got Trent Richardson here. There's got to be great excitement about the growth of all you young guys together.
No question, and I think that is the exciting part. I mean, just watching how Josh has progressed throughout the year, Greg Little had a huge year. Obviously having Trent in the backfield, like you said, those three guys and including the rest of the guys. I mean, there's other guys in this locker room that are young, they're first or second year players that have stepped up and made huge impact on this team and will do so going forward. And I think that's the exciting part is to be among a group of players that are going to be extremely hungry moving forward. Guys that have had good years this year, but want to continue to get better. This is a great group of guys, a very competitive group of guys, and I think I'd be shocked if they're not all of us aren't hungry or more hungry even moving forward, just because we fell short just a couple times that we'll have to think about for the next few months. But like I said, I'm excited about this group, and it's a promising group as well.
Walk me through what your off season is going to be like. I assume it's going to start with rehabbing or continuing to rehab your injured shoulder, but give me a sense of like what your itinerary is going to be like in the coming months.
Yeah, continue to get healthy. I mean, that's the forefront. Got to get healthy, and then go back to Oklahoma a little bit, spend some time with the family and some friends, kind of get away from a little bit. It's a long year. You know, I'm so wrapped up week in and week out on football. So you got to take some time to get away a little bit. Not much. I mean, you got to continue to work out. I'll probably take a week or so and give my body a break, and then get back in the weight room, do those things. But just up and down. I've got every game from this year on tape, so I'm gonna watch it on my iPad and do some of that. But continue to do football stuff. Take a week or so here, but continue to work and it's the off season now. It's basically the start of next season.
When do you think you'd be able to start? You're not able to throw a football yet, right, in terms of practice. So when will you be able to do that?
You know, if I was healthy or not, I'd probably still take 4 to 6 weeks. Probably more like six. I mean, I think, if I can start throwing beginning of March, that'll give me plenty of time to get ready for April. And then, it's a lot of throws we make throughout the course of the year. So I'm going to take some time there, whether I was healthy or not. So I'm looking at 1st of March, probably picking up football again.
And a couple more things, just your memories of the Senior Bowl and what that experience was like for you. We're doing a Senior Bowl piece.
Yeah, the Senior Bowl was a great experience. I think it really helped me get ready, not only to play at this level, but also to learn how to prepare, be around NFL coaches and teams. But it was a long week. You know, you go through all the interviews, and you're walking through the lobby, and you're being pulled in every different direction by each team. But I tell you what, I'll have stories from that week for a long time. I mean, a lot of great guys that are still playing and making an impact in the league as we speak. I mean, there's I formed a lot of really good relationships that week, and it was a long, grueling week. But I think it was definitely very beneficial for me moving forward.
What was the best part of that week, that experience?
Probably just being around the guys you compete against throughout the season, and you're there to play football, and you're there to learn, but also to better your career. And I think just being around the group of guys that we're all striving for the same thing. You know, the other quarterbacks, there was six of us, so that was always a good time. You know, so I formed good relationships with those guys, and I would say that's probably the most memorable thing.
And the scouting combine, your memories of that.
Long, extremely long. It was a cat and pony show. I mean, you're doing medical stuff all the time. You're doing interviews, and you're doing. It's from 4 a.m. till as early as you can go to sleep. You know, each guy's different, but you got a regimen you got to do as far as which team you're meeting with. And I remember saying, God, are we gonna do anything that involves football. And you finally do the last day, and you're already dog tired, and you got to go run a 40, and you got to do the vertical, and you got to do all the testing stuff, and your body's tired because you woke up at 3 o'clock that morning. So it was a long, grueling 4 days, but, again, something you got to do, and you got to enjoy the process.